With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pentland Christian Girls basketball team, John Mumm, following a 53-46 loss to Pella on Friday night. Coach, I know that it's disappointing to walk away with the loss, but a lot of really good things shown from the girls, including the grit there late in the game. Couldn't really, it felt like forever, couldn't get over the hump, but finally found a way to pull back within one possession, just ultimately not enough.
Yeah, again, very proud of our heart and our grit. Yeah, the girls battled back. They battled all night, and we had a lot of ups and downs, and we made it very exciting at the end. I'm very proud of them for that.
Well, and we got to jump right to the most obvious thing that happened tonight, record-setting night here for the Eagles. I know that it's you wish it happens in a win, but Rachel Kekmarinski becomes the all-time rebounding leader in Pentland Christian girls basketball history. Just a phenomenal tip or a feather in the cap for Rachel here for, you know, three fantastic years of basketball in Eagle Lane.
Yeah, it's just incredible what she's done on the rebounding side of things. And overall as a player, she's just amazing to watch, amazing to coach. The hardest working player that I've ever been around. And I'm so proud of her. She's done this in 3 years, like you said. She's got a whole nother year to play, and she's just going to continue to add to that record that I don't think will ever be broken.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking at this game, too, I mean, we talked about some of the individuals, or we talked about one of the individuals there, but Jessa DeVries, it felt like, really took another step tonight as well. Ashlyn Vermeer, you know, you've been kind of looking for that extra perimeter player to kind of step up. She played some great minutes down the stretch. Ava Breen steps out, and she started to knock down some three-pointers, which she's been able to catch it in rhythm there. But just overall, the perimeter play seems like it's improving at the right time going into the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, it's been huge to have Ava stepping out on the wing and knocking down some threes. We've been desperately needing that. So I was so proud of her for stepping up and doing that. She hit two big ones tonight that really gave us a lift. And Ashlyn came in and played fantastic defense. She brings that physical energy, that physical presence on defense that we really needed, and very proud of how she played as well. And Jessa, she just continues to shoot and battle. Primary ball handler for us, and she was getting pressed and pressured all night long, and she still just did an incredible job handling the ball for us, making the right passes, and then knocking down some huge shots as well.
Absolutely. One thing that, again, as we're talking to John Mumm, head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team, following the 53-46 loss here to Pella on Friday night, you guys had another injury, which is,
it's been a
problem this season, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, and it affected the way you guys wanted to play defense, right? Because you're 100%. A man-to-man team.
Yep, 100%.
With Bryn Runner going down, you switched that zone for a little bit. But saw a little bit of improvement, too, from the girls just on the defensive end of the floor and the man-to-man without that premier defender on the floor.
Yeah, they definitely stepped up and played much better defense there for stretches in the fourth quarter. It was kind of interesting. Like, going into the second half, I'm like, where's Bryn? We were all like, where's Bryn? Because we were expecting to start her going into the second half. And they're like, she's out. Like, she's getting with the trainer. And it was like, oh, my goodness, we were scrambling, so we weren't really sure what was going on. But, really hoping that it's not a broken finger. Hopefully it's just a bad sprain, and we'll get her back soon because she's a big part of what we want to do on defense and a great player overall. So.
Absolutely, and it would be remiss before we move on. We just had our senior night festivities. The girls, who we just talked about, or just got done. Boys are going now, but very impressive group of seniors out there. Here in your number one on senior night at this point. I know that you got a couple weeks still with them, right? But what has this senior group meant to you?
I mean, they've just showed incredible leadership. They've just been so much fun to coach. They're going to be dearly missed next year. Addie has just been such a joy with her spiritual presence, spiritual leadership for the team, and Ava Breams, she has just an incredible joy and a sweet spirit about her. Such a great leader for all of the girls. And then Chloe Nickel, I mean, she's been one that just has welcomed me from the beginning. When I first started coaching, she's just been so friendly, so welcoming. So much fun to talk to, just an incredible personality, incredible person, and all three of them mean a lot to me and mean a lot to our program, and they epitomize what Eagles Lady Basketball is all about. You know, the younger girls coming up can look up to those three and be like, okay, I want to be like them someday.
Absolutely. Now, as we talk about it, season's not over, right? You got one more week of the regular season before postseason play begins a week from Saturday. You got Dallas Center Grimes, Indianola, two games that are not going to be any easier than the one you just played against Pella High, right? How do you guys go about kicking off this week on the right foot and just making sure that even if you don't necessarily walk away with wins, you're building that momentum ahead of that game against Sheraton so that you go into postseason play feeling like you're playing your best basketball to put yourself in a position to win that first postseason game?
Yeah, absolutely. You and I have talked about this in the past a little bit where we want to focus on improvement. We want to focus on getting better every day and getting better every game. Like, there should be little things that we say, hey, we improved in this area tonight, and that's what we're going to do with these games coming up, is look to really improve, to continue to work hard, and hopefully we'll be playing our best basketball here in the next 10, 12 days.
Absolutely, Coach Mum. Appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to seeing how this season winds down for you guys. But as always, just appreciate getting to chat Pella Christian girls basketball with you.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you very much.
Once again, that was Pella Christian head girls basketball coach John Mum, powered by Hy-Vee, following the Eagles' 53-46 loss here on Friday night.